Please stand as you're comfortable for the gospel reading. Tonight's reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. The birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The shepherds and the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I am Pastor J.T. Kim. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here tonight to celebrate Jesus, who is the joy to the world that includes you and me. Tonight, before I begin my sermon, I'd like to ask you to turn to your next person, front or back, and say, "Merry Christmas." Yes, let's share the peace of Christ with one another by saying, "Merry Christmas." Merry Christmas again. All right. Tonight, I'd like to share with you my Christmas message entitled, "All I Want for Christmas is Jesus." Yes, it is needless to say that Jesus is the most important person and the most important reason for the season of Christmas. During the Christmas season, there are so many other interesting and popular Christmas characters that people enjoy. There is one of the most famous and cute Christmas animal characters and songs that would pop up on TV and everywhere. Guess who? Yes, the most famous reindeer of all, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. When I was a little in Korea, I really enjoyed singing this song, along with other kids, of course. I still love this song today. Yes, many people, young and old, men and women love to sing this popular Rudolph song all around the world. Last week, our preschool's Christmas programs were held here, right here. And guess what their opening song was? Of course, it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Their presentations were so much fun, charming, and joyful. Anyhow, about 2 weeks ago, the 60th anniversary special of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer aired on NBC TV. Wow, 60 years! That's a long time! Yes, since 1964, this Rudolph movie with a song has been one of the most favorite Christmas special animation movies. Speaking of Rudolph, in this year's Advent study book, The Christmas Letters, the author briefly and interestingly mentions about the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In the original movie, there is an interesting scene. Rudolph goes to a trip with two traveling companions, Hermie the elf and the explorer Yukon Cornelius. On the way, they find themselves in a place called the Island of Misfit Toys. This place is a land filled with poor, rejected toys that no one wanted because there is something wrong with them. All these misfit toys are defective, broken, not working, non-functioning, ugly, weird, or whatever reason. They are all abandoned here and have never been chosen or loved by any kid or anyone. Interestingly, the original 1964 version ended with the toys left on that island never being rescued. It was a kind of sad and incomplete ending somehow. However, after the show premiered, hundreds and thousands of children became so upset that these angry children sent letters asking why these misfit toys were left there forgotten. There was a huge backlash against this sad and miserable ending. So the following year, 1965, the producers changed the script. Yes, they literally changed the script. They added a newly revised part, a correction that the misfit toys now find homes. Ooh, bravo! So it was the 1965 revised version of the same movie. And this revised script version has been one of the most loved Christmas animation movies still today. At the end of the revised movie, Rudolph and Santa descend onto the land. Santa scoops up the misfit toys, puts them into his bag, and loads them onto his sleigh, giving them to boys and girls around the world who eagerly receive them and give them the one thing they have always wanted and never had, the gift of love and acceptance. My friends in Christ, during this Advent, and this illustration of the Island of Misfit Toys got me thinking just before tonight. In some sense, many of us think that we might be like some kind of a misfit toys that have been rejected, unfit, failed, odd, and awkward for many different reasons or no reason. We know that we are not perfect. We also know that nobody is perfect. If you think you are perfect, I'm sorry, but you must be self-righteous. This means that you are one of these two types. Number one, you are definitely a self-centered and super arrogant person who makes everyone else feel inferior. Or number two, you are obviously insane or delusional. It's crazy, right? The truth is, in one way or the other, we all are like misfit toys in many senses in life, even though we don't want to admit this truth. That's why Jesus came to rescue us from the island of misfit toys in every aspect of life. Yes, Jesus came to love and accept us who are longing for God's grace and mercy. This is the good news. Yes, on the very first Christmas night, Jesus was born as one of those helpless babies to a humble family. Jesus came to us as a small, immature, and weak newborn baby. Yet, God proclaimed his divine love through the angel's supernatural appearance and announcement and voice. And amazingly, the very first recipients of this angel's divine message of God's good news of joy was no one other than these low-profile, poor, and meager shepherds working at night. Verses 10 and 11, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Of course, the infant Jesus was not capable to speak any word yet on that first Christmas. Being a human infant, Jesus was totally dependent on his earthly parents for love, acceptance, and care. Nevertheless, our Heavenly Father's first words through the proclamation of the angel of the Lord on that very first Christmas night to the shepherd who represented the entire humanity, including you and me, was, do not be afraid. Yes, do not be afraid. For those shepherds, experiencing a divine encounter with an angel must be truly unexpected, surreal, and even shocking. The Gospel of Luke describes the shepherd's initial reaction in verse 9. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were happy? No, they were terrified. They were terrified. We all are living in this world that is full of all kinds of fears, anxieties, and confusions. We can be terrified by so many things in life, including terror, rejection, hatred, discrimination, bullying, accident, illness, disaster, even harsh criticism that could cause serious traumas and more fears. Not long ago, I binge-watched Monk, a crime comedy drama that ran on cable channel from 2002 through 2009, so kind of old drama. So it's been over 20 years, yes and yes. During those years, I didn't have any cable, so many years later, finally and eventually, I was able to watch all 8 seasons on Netflix, thanks to my daughter. Anyhow, As some of you might remember, Adrian Monk is a former detective character who is so smart, brilliant, and curious that he investigates and finds out the culprit 100% for all his cases. However, he suffers from so many medical, social, and mental problems, including obsessive compulsive disorder and probably hundreds of phobias. He fears almost everything in life. Moreover, his everyday actions appear to be awkward and clumsy, and his interpersonal relationships and interactions are not so conventional or pleasant. However, despite all his challenges, he solves all his cases and brings joy to everyone around him in the end. Of course, Monk is a fictional character on a TV, right? Nevertheless, Monk can be you. And Monk can be me. Monk can be anyone who suffers and fears in real life settings and situations. Fear is one of the built-in human emotions, and it cannot be eradicated. Fear might be one of the human nature things that you cannot disregard or disconnect or dismiss. Fear is always part of life. Yet your resilient life, even fearless life, can be always possible when you truly listen to God and when you confidently remember who you are and whose you are. Yes, Jesus came to love you, to show you how you should live, and to teach you how to love one another and to accept one another. So do not be afraid. How can you not be afraid? Because God's good news. No, God's best news for you. Jesus is born. Jesus is with us. Jesus is here to stay. Jesus is here to walk with us. The ultimate sign for God's love is the Christ child. Verse 12 says, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." My brothers and sisters in Christ, therefore, do not let your fear control over you. You are indeed more resilient than you think. You are stronger than you hope. And you are more capable of loving God, loving yourself, and loving others than you can ever imagine. Because you are created in the image of God. Because you are loved more than you can expect. All these are possible because you believe in Jesus, who is Lord and Savior in your life. Jesus is the light when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus is the hope when nothing seems to be working in your life. Jesus is the truth when many people lie and deceive you with all kinds of temptations and gimmicks. Jesus is the love who always transforms you and your life into more godly, more joyful and loving ways. Apostle Paul boldly proclaims in Colossians about Jesus, "The Son is the image of the invisible God." Yes. In conclusion, Christmas is not a birthday party or a seasonal event for some people to enjoy a good time with fun and games and stuff. Christmas is not merely repeating and hearing of the story of Jesus' birth over and over again. Every Christmas is another God-given opportunity, brand new opportunity, for you to reaffirm your faith in Jesus so that your life can be transformed into your blessed assurance state. Therefore, let us always remember God's voice spoken through the angel on Christmas. Do not be afraid. Christ Jesus is born. In verse 14, a multitude of heavenly hosts sing and praise God's name. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Yes, all I want for Christmas is Jesus. And Jesus is all we need for Christmas and always. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen.